All right, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. It is 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's once again time for the Revitav Car program, the car program on Radio Islam International. All right, joining us on the line tonight is Brother Abdul Haq Katrala. Brother Adil will not be joining us tonight, but yes, let's welcome Abdul Haq on tonight's program. Abdul Haq, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all our listeners out there. Jazakumullahu khairan, as we mention every week, once again for the opportunity to be able to try and assist the Ummah at large, inshallah, with all their motoring programs. So, gee, whatever motoring questions, needs, necessities, questions, problems, whatever it is you want to call about, give us a call, inshallah, and we will try and assist you with the program, inshallah.
Lovely, jazakumullah. All right, this is the number to call for the program, 011-854-1548. And the SMS numbers are 48855, and alternately it's 0825808070. 0825808070. A question coming to Radul Haq. Yes, nothing is more aggravating than a fuel gauge that doesn't give an accurate reading. Especially when the gauge shows there's still fuel in the tank when there's nothing in the tank. Abdul Haq, faulty readings of a fuel tank, what could be the problem there?
See, obviously it varies from vehicle to vehicle. So inshallah, let's do our best to try and assist whoever has a problem. With the older vehicles, especially as far as the Toyota Tares and the Conquest were concerned, there was a problem which I know was absolutely common with the instrument cluster. When we say instrument cluster, it's all those dials on the dash. You know, the minute you put the ignition on and it goes to full, even if you've got no fuel in there. So yeah, with those older vehicles, that was something to look at. With the newer and the other vehicles, we do tend to have a problem from time to time. I think I had a problem with the BMW E3 Series. That was a couple of weeks ago, where the vehicle showed quarter tank, but there was no fuel in the vehicle. 100%, there was quarter tank of fuel in the vehicle because you have a two-sided tank. The left side of the tank was not supplying it into the right side of the tank, which originally sends it to the engine itself. So there was a problem with the pump that was not pushing over the fuel. Then you get also with the other vehicles, the instrument cluster itself, where you have the fuel gauge. Sometimes you have a short on the PC board there, or the gauge itself is faulty. Otherwise, yes, I have had previously, and I'm sure there are mechanics out there who've had this problem before, where the earth was not a good earth, or the connection in the earth was not clean enough. You know, what time, wasn't giving a proper earthing, and with the result, there was a bit of inaccurate reading. And yes, then coming back to like the Mercedes Benzes, I have had a couple of them where the actual sender unit that is in the tank itself was giving an incorrect reading. So, yeah, those are the sort of possibilities that exist, sort of across the board on most vehicles today.
Jazakum Allah, Haq, question coming up for you, my brother, with regards to a charger. The brother says, would you recommend this for a daily use, average 1,000 kilometers a month, possible just local driving? A Tata Suzuki Renault Sendero, what would you recommend?
Personally, I would look at the Suzuki. Second option would be the Sendero. And unfortunately, the last option would be the Tata vehicle itself. Suzuki, very, very underrated vehicle, phenomenal, fantastic vehicle, good, great performance, everything. And they are tending to grow on the market currently. Sendero, yes, not a problem. Unfortunately, not too many dealerships, and obviously the aftermarket mechanics are sort of hard to come by, because that particular vehicle, those vehicles, the Renaults themselves, require a fair amount of special equipment and special sort of, it's got some special technicalities on it that makes it a little bit more difficult to work on. And as far as the Tata is concerned, unfortunately, my personal experience, I repeat, this is my personal experience, has never been a great one.
Lovely, jazakumullah. All right, give us a call, dear listeners. We're waiting for the questions to come through. The SMS numbers are 48855 and alternately 0825808070. All right, just call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. I just want to find out, I want to buy a Nissan Qashqai. It's a 2011 model, 1.6, and it has 80,000 kilometers on it. I just want to know if it's like a good deal.
All right, 1.6, 2011 Nissan Qashqai.
Well, the vehicle itself, alhamdulillah, it's a relatively good vehicle. You know, when it comes to the pricing, I'm a little bit dumb about the pricing on the vehicles. But they're relatively good vehicles, alhamdulillah. Nissan has been a sort of a reliable vehicle as well. Also, the other question comes in the purpose of buying such a vehicle, you know, SUV sort of thing. Yeah, then they're quite nice. I wouldn't mind one of those for myself as well.
Okay. Sister, may I ask, it's a Qashqai 1.6 Vizia.
It's a Vizia.
Vizia 2011, eh?
Gee.
May I ask what you're going to be paying, sister, for the car?
Excuse me?
What are they asking for the car?
Oh, they're asking 150.
150 for a 2011.
Gee.
All right, the trade value in the car is about 131, sister. It's about 131,000. In the retail, you're paying full retail price, which is about 147,000 rands.
Maulana, I think I wouldn't want to go as much as 150 on a Qashqai.
Yes, I think it's a bit too high, sister.
It's a bit too high for a Qashqai.
Okay.
I would definitely look at around the 130 mark, maybe. But
right,
130,
sister.
No.
Your trade is about 150, your retail is about 147.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Unfortunately, you know, the resale value on those particular vehicles is not that great either.
So, all right, then.
Yeah.
Any other questions, sister? Alright, so says Mother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. 70 minutes past 7 is Abdul Haq. Question coming through with regards to the airbag crash sensors. How do they operate, Abdul Haq, and how many different types of crash sensors are there in the car?
See, Mawlana, very, very good question. Alhamdulillah, let's see what we can do best to answer that question, inshallah. Airbags on different manufacturers, different vehicles, they have a different sort of amount of airbags. I mean, you get some with 7 airbags, some with 2 airbags, some with 3 airbags. So generally, the airbags are all sort of located as far as some manufacturers are concerned. You will get airbag in the steering. You'll get an airbag in the left front on front of the passenger. You'll get side airbags that's in the door panels. Now you get them at the back as well. And yes, they are looking at putting airbags in the seats as well. I haven't had seen one yet. Maybe somebody out there knows about this airbag that's fitted in the driver and the passenger seat for the passengers at the back. These are generally where they are located. These are all sort of operated with micro switches on the Mercedes-Benz. When I actually went for my course, we looked at how it is actually activated. Obviously, it is firstly speed related.
Yeah.
You've got to be doing a certain amount of speed. If I stand to correction on the Mercedes-Benz, initially it was roughly at about 50 to 60 kilometers an hour you've got to be doing. The other thing is it had a mercury switch, which was located on the tunnel. When I say the tunnel, that is where your prop shaft and your gearbox fits. Above that, in the vehicle itself, you had a mercury switch. And at a certain speed, when the vehicle actually crashed or hit some object, the mercury would move across, and that would activate the switch, and that would in turn activate your airbags. And from if I stand to correction, if my memory serves me right, the airbags would actually come out within 50 milliseconds. And they would actually, when your face or whatever is hitting the airbag, it would be when it's deflating, not when it's inflating. Because obviously when it's inflating at that speed you're traveling, and 50 milliseconds for something like that to actually implode, this is going to cause some damage to your face or break your neck or something like that. So whenever that happened, it happens so quickly that when you go forward, you're actually catching the airbag when it's deflating. So, yeah, this is basically how the system works on those Mercedes that I did my course on.
Okay. So, Zach Malloy, interesting. We go on further. Yes, number to call, 854-1548. Abdul Haq, with regards to replacing the crash sensors, the brother says he was told that you have to do this by unplugging the airbag connector at the base of the steering column, and you've got to wait at least about 20 minutes or longer, depending on the application, for the proper deactivation and remove the procedure of this airbag. So do we have to wait for about 20-25 minutes before connecting it?
Well, this sounds new to me, definitely, because what we work is we work with the diagnostic system, with the onboard diagnostics. We have the equipment. It makes it a lot easier and a lot quicker. But very, very importantly, if you are working on an airbag system or something like that, make sure you do disconnect the airbag, because something could, you know, for some unknown reason, if it could be activated, this is just a safety precaution. For any unknown reason, you know, if you're sitting there and the thing actually goes off, it will kill you, you know, more than likely. It could be actually very fatal. So, yes, 20 minutes, I haven't heard of the 20 minutes waiting period. Obviously, as I say, we don't look at it from the normal, person off the street. We look at it from our point where we actually do put on the equipment and deactivate it with the diagnostics. For example, if you look at most of the S-Class Benz and things like that nowadays, it's actually a risk to work on the brake pads if you don't have the correct equipment, in the sense that you've got to put the diagnostics on and you've got to actually tell the vehicle that I am working with the brakes. Otherwise, what will happen is it will activate the safety feature, and that could take your fingers off.
Lovely. Jazakumullah. 21 minutes past 7 o'clock, yes, we're waiting for the calls and the SMSs to come through. We're going to be having the quiz shortly, inshallah. Two questions we're going to be asking you, and the person who answers both questions correctly will win a prize sponsored by MYM Motors. Jazakumullah.
Quite a simple question today, Maulana.
Yeah, quite simple questions, straightforward questions as well.
Very, very straightforward, simple questions, inshallah. And, Maulana, while we edit, before we hit our air break, just a reminder, you know, for all our students, alhamdulillah, they're all busy with their exams now. Inshallah, may you guys put in the effort and reap some success, inshallah. And the other thing I'd just quickly like to mention as well is, as far as, unfortunately, we haven't had rain for a while. So inshallah, let's all of us in earnest really, really make dua, Allah Ta'ala, you know, forgive our sins. Amen. And bless us with that, beautiful rain of His, inshallah. So yeah, we can all be comfortable again, inshallah.
Amen, inshallah. Jazakumullah. Do we have a caller? No caller. Call us on 854-1548.
Before you push onto the air break, Marv, to come in there, the other reminder that we would like to give all our listeners out there is, alhamdulillah, it is that time of the year where, you know, the exams are on, everything is on, and we will all be soon, inshallah, going on holiday. And it is very, very, very important that we have our vehicles all in order. So just a friendly reminder that people out there, no matter where you're going, no matter what you're doing, make sure that our vehicles are all serviced now, not on the last minute. Whatever necessary repairs need to be done, let's look at all these things. Let's take it in. Let's have everything sorted out. So inshallah, you know, as we always mention, you know, a little bit effort on our side, and we should have a hassle-free trip, inshallah. But inshallah, on our next program, we will sort of elaborate on these sort of things, that what needs to be checked, how it needs to be checked, you know, all the necessary checks and repairs, or you know, just make sure you have all your accessories in the vehicle and those sort of things. We will elaborate on that, inshallah. But as a friendly reminder, let's make sure that all our stuff is in order before we go on holiday, Maulana.
All right, Jazakumullah. Two questions coming through with regards to retail and trade values. The brother says he wants to buy a Hyundai Getz. Lovely cars, my brother. And it's a 2006 model, he says. They're asking for 36. It's a bargain. It's a very good price, because the retail, just a second, Abdulhaq, the trade value on the car, my brother, you want to know, is 41,000 rand is a trade, and the retail is about 50 grand. So whatever you're going to be paying, 36, it's a real bargain. Lovely, lovely cars. Hyundai Getz, 1.6, 2006 model. It's a buy.
It's Moffat.
Yeah.
But obviously, it depends also on the condition of the vehicle and the mileage and all those sort of things. But it's a giveaway price, eh?
The other brother, brother Ahmed, wants to know Toyota Avanza 1.3 SX. Yes, you get them in 1.3 S. There is a difference in the trade values and retail values. The Avanza 1.3 SX 2008 model, my brother, the trade value is about 55,000 rands, mm-hmm. and the retail is about 63,000 rands. But I think possibly on this Avanza you can pay a little bit more than trade value.
Yeah, yeah.
So 2008, again, my brother, it's 56,000 rands trade value, and the retail is about 63,000 rands. 25 past 7, we take a break, inshallah. When we come back, we're going to be asking you the quiz questions. And keep the questions rolling. The SMS numbers are, once again, 4885 and 0825 80 80 70. Stay tuned. All right, welcome you once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. We continue with the David Afkar program on Radio Islam International. On the line is Abdul Haq Katrada. We'd like to welcome him once again. Abdul Haq, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to you, brother. All right. Is he on the line, Abdul Haq? Are you there, brother? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Anyway, we're going to try him again, and remember the SMS numbers are 082-580-8070, and alternately it's 488-55. Alright, so while waiting for Abdul Haq Katrada, the brother sends an SMS here. He wants to buy a Kia. A Kia Rio, it's 1.6, automatic 5-door. And my brother, it's a 2, he says it's the 2008 or 2009 model. Yes, on a 2008 model, the trade value is about 95,000 rands. I don't know exactly what's a good price to pay, but the trade is about 95,000 rands. And on the 2009, the trade is about 105,000 rands, the retail being 115,000 rands. I just ask some brothers, inshallah, some mashwara, regarding what's a good price to pay on the skiers. Abdul Haq, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, once again, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana.
Jazakumullah.
I see one of the brothers has just sent me important information, alhamdulillah. I really appreciate that they are sharing this with us. It says you can get up to 14 airbags in a car.
14 airbags in a car.
And most of today's cars have airbags built into their seats already.
Okay.
So, jazakallah for the information, my brother. Alhamdulillah, we really appreciate it. This is how we love the interaction from the community. Please, guys, don't hesitate. Share with us.
All right, time for the quiz, dear listeners. We're going to be asking you one question, inshallah. If you answer correctly, we're going to ask you the second question. Okay, can we ask the question, Abdul Haq?
Yes, Mawlana.
All right, let's go. Let's fire. Question like Abdul Haq said, it's simple, straightforward questions. The one is, what distance before turning must one indicate? What distance before turning must one indicate? Okay, tell us with regards to what is the distance. Call us on 011-854-1548 for the quiz. You're going to have to call in live for the program, inshallah. 011-854-1548. What distance before turning must one indicate? Okay, we're waiting for the answers on that one.
The other thing is, they must give us both answers. We won't tell them if they're right or wrong, unless both answers are correct.
Okay. All right, we're going to be asking the second one as well.
Please.
The second one says that which country was first to mass-produce cars? Which country was first to mass-produce cars? What is the answer? Give us the country. All right. Numbers to call again, 854-1548. Abdul Haq, question coming through with regards to low compression. The car's a bit of an old car, 2001. And the brother says he's got about 420,000 kilos. And he's getting poor fuel economy. And also his engine does not have the compression that it once had. So what happens is he's suspecting low compression. He wants to do a compression test on the engine. So how does one do a compression test? And what will this cost him, Abdul Haq?
Gee, Mawlana, look, if he has obviously low compression, he's going to affect the performance of the vehicle in many ways. You know, oil consumption. If the vehicle is manual and you've got no power, you're going to keep clutching and changing and things like that, so that'll affect your clutch and everything else as well. Sometimes over revving, it can also, you know, run the vehicle a bit hot. So with the result, yes, more than likely I would say the brother would have to have the engine done, but very, very wise idea to have the compression done first. Your local mechanic, your technician, or whoever you've been taking your vehicle to should be able to do a very, very simple compression test where he removes the spark plugs, screws in a compression tester and reads the compression that is on the vehicle. It varies from vehicle to vehicle, obviously, and your technician should be aware of what the specifications for your particular vehicle are. 420,000, alhamdulillah, fantastic mileage out of a vehicle. And if you really want to keep the vehicle, I would say just do that particular engine up completely. Obviously, that is rings, bearings, then everything else that goes with it. I mean, it's a long list. We can go on and on saying what you should do, what you should change, and what should be changed by your technician. But I'm sure he's capable enough to be able to do something like that.
Jazakumullah. Call on the line. Four callers on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hello.
Jee, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Hi, Mawlana.
Alhamdulillah. Hi, my brother.
Alhamdulillah. Mawlana, Mercedes station wagon, diesel, about 200,000 Ks.
Yeah.
If you don't start it for a while, for a month or so, can you pack the engine up?
No, not necessarily. But I would suggest that, you know, especially being a diesel vehicle, you know, you must run it a little bit occasionally, you know, on a Sunday, take it around the block, whatever the case may be, because what happens is on that particular vehicle...
The engine is packed up.
This engine packed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because lack of oil change. That is oil change. What happens, I was just getting to that point, I was going to be a bit more explanatory on that particular point, is that diesel engine oil tends to gel up rather quicker than the petrol engine oil, simply because of the way the system operates on the diesel vehicle. So yes, it is advisable to you know, at least once a week start the vehicle up, run it a little bit. And yes, it can happen, and I've seen many a times that this does it simply because of the lack of oil change and the lack of starting as well. So you're not having a proper lubrication on the engine itself when you start it up.
I see. So it can pack up, eh?
Gee, what diesel?
What kind of a car is this? The older ones, uncle?
The new ones.
Which new ones are these?
They're about, I think so, about 89-90 model.
Yeah, no, 89-90, that should be the 124 series, Molana.
Yeah.
A diesel vehicle. On those, they made a 250 diesel, if I stand to correct.
Yeah, that's a 250, that's right.
Gee, the 250 diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you can have that sort of setup with those particular vehicles, unfortunately, gee.
Jazakallah. Du'a, inshallah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Gee. Another caller, assalamu alaikum. Gee. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Gee, my brother.
How are you, Molana?
Alhamdulillah, and how are you?
Brother Yusuf speaking.
Gee, Yusuf.
Brother Yusuf Sarang.
Yusuf?
We
had the program regarding the 4x4s, Yusuf. Mashallah. I really enjoyed the program, Yusuf, really.
Yeah, one day we'll take you, don't worry.
Inshallah, gee.
I'm also waiting, Yusuf.
You, somebody's asking about that Rio. What was that story in the Rio?
The Kia.
Yeah.
I think they asked what was it? Trade values, retail values.
And 1.3, and I think it was something else.
I think it was a Kia Rio 1.6 automatic. Yusuf?
Yeah, if they're paying more than 70, they're paying too much. Eh?
Yeah, you're right. Jazakallah for that. I think it was a 2008, you said the trade is about 90, early 90s. So you recommend 70, pay 70, Yusuf?
Maximum. Between 70, 75 maximum, depending on the condition.
Okay. Yusuf, while you are at it, my brother, somebody even asked a question here, and inshallah you can help us along here, that he wants to buy a Mazda 2 1.5 individual, 2007. I think the retail is about 50s, early 50s, 54, 55, right? He wants to resell the car. Not to keep, he wants to resell the car. Should he pay about 48 is good?
No, about 42, 43, 48 is a bit much.
Maximum.
Yeah, maximum. 42 is maximum.
42, eh?
He can come park it here. We'll take it from him, and we can share it. Eh?
Okay. All right, so 42, inshallah, is maximum, brother. Jazakallah, Yusuf.
Okay, Molana.
You take care.
Jazakallah, Yusuf.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Much appreciated, Yusuf. 7:36 p.m., G, we go on further. Third caller, line number 3. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jibin.
I'm calling in for the quiz.
Gee, what's the answers?
Okay, for the first one, it's approximately 100 meters.
100 meters, approximately?
Gee.
Okay.
And then for the second question that you asked, it was Mercedes-Benz.
Jazakallah for trying, sister. We really appreciate it.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, sister. Okay. Maaf. Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Questions again. What distance before turning must one indicate? Caller, assalamu alaikum. Line number 4.
Assalamualaikum. How are you?
Alaikum assalam. How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah. How is Abdullah?
Alhamdulillah. Very, very
good. Abdulhaq is always okay.
Yeah, last week you guys were not here and missing him.
Unfortunately, I had to attend a mayat. So, gee.
Does Abdul Haq and Adil always attending mayyats and funerals on a Friday night, you know?
Yeah, the lucky people go on Friday, so we have to attend it, inshallah. We also get blessed.
See,
my brother.
Okay, let's start with the
quiz.
I got a question also about the car.
Yeah. Ask us the question, then you can tell us about the quiz.
Okay, the quiz, I'll say the first answer is 3 meters.
3 meters?
Second answer?
Brother, you're going to cause a hell of an accident in 3 meters. Alright, it's incorrect. Not 3 meters, my brother. Alright, anyway, what's the question? What's the answer? What's the question, Dr. Haq?
Jimaf?
The other question, okay, I'm out. So
you out, yeah. Unfortunately.
Okay, this is a VW Taurus.
VW Taurus?
Yeah.
Touareg?
Touareg, yeah.
Touareg, yeah.
005.
Gee.
It's done about 120 years, yeah.
Gee.
They're asking for about 60,000.
120,000. And they're asking for 60. VW Touareg.
Touareg, what's it? 1.9.
Gee. Could be a 1.9 TDI.
1.9 TDI.
Gee.
What model you say, my brother?
No, sorry, it's a petrol.
It's a petrol. It's a 1.6.
It's from Maputo.
It's from Maputo.
Yeah.
Are you calling us from Maputo, brother?
No, but you can't register those cars here, isn't it?
Gee?
I say you can't register those cars in this country.
Yeah. No, it's registered in Maputo.
So you want to buy it, brother?
Gee.
And how are you going to register it in this country?
You know, it's registered, but I can use it here, you know.
Okay, all right, yeah.
No. So before you purchase the car, just find out regarding, you know, how to purchase the car, registrations, Mazda car go across the border every now and then. You've got to find out all those things.
Right.
And the cars from foreign countries are much, much, much cheaper than local.
Definitely, yeah. Because I bought a Toyota, you know, from Botswana, and I got it for about 40,000.
Yeah.
1.3 Toyota, with the aircon automatic, and it's a very good condition.
Is it what model was it, brother?
2005.
Okay. Okay, my brother.
It's risky. I'll bring it around. Yeah. I would suggest do your homework before you.
I do a lot of homework before you purchase a car.
Gee. Yeah, the paperwork.
Paperwork, very, very important, G. And also what happens, my brother, speaking to people who normally drive these foreign country cars in the country, I don't know, the cops just have a tendency to stop you all the time.
If it's a foreign number, they tend to, because they feel maybe your paperwork is not right.
Yeah. So just ask yourself, do you need all this trouble?
I'll do that, G.
Okay, my brother.
Okay.
You take care. You take care, inshallah.
If I need any help for the paperwork, I can contact Abdullah Kupay. He'll be able to help me.
I might be able to give you a guideline as to what you need to be done, inshallah.
Yes, tell me if it's, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, okay. Inshallah. Allah keep you happy always. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. 18 minutes to 8 o'clock, G. Another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
G.
I'm phoning in for the quiz. The
G.
First answer is 30 meters and
the first answer is 30 meters.
G. And the second answer?
Germany.
No.
Very good try, alhamdulillah.
Good try, okay, sister?
G.
Simple, straightforward questions. What's happening?
All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Ben. Jazakallah for trying, okay. Line number 4, another caller. Assalamu alaikum, G. Hello?
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Rahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Jima, brother.
I think the first one is 300 meters.
You mustn't think otherwise. Big collision, my brother. You must be sure when you're indicating.
Hello,
G. How far? 300 meters.
300 meters and the second one is Germany. No.
300 meters and the second one is Germany.
Brother, can I just ask you a question?
G.
On your first answer.
G.
How big are the blocks in where in your area you stay in? If you're going to do 300 meters, you're going to start indicating from 3 blocks away. So the person behind you is not going to show exactly which turn you're going to take.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You understand? I think I know the voice. Where are you calling from, Brother Roshni?
No, from Lanesia.
Okay.
Thanks.
You take care, my brother.
JazakAllah for trying, brother.
Just don't drive behind me or in front of me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What distance before turning must one indicate? What is the answer? The second question we ask is, which country was first to mass produce cars? What is the country's name, Jim? Call us on 854-1548. Another caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah ji.
The first answer is 30 meters and the second answer is Japan.
Japan. No, my brother. No. Both are incorrect. Both are not correct, okay?
Well, we're going to end up touring the world, eh?
We're going to end up touring the world, gee. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What distance before turning must one indicate? Gee, maybe take a measuring tape, go outside and just try and figure out. Caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, gee.
Assalamualaikum.
Gee.
Okay.
How are you?
Okay. 30 meters?
30 meters, no. So brother said earlier 30 meters. It's not correct. Not 30 meters.
And the second one, USA?
Now you tata my chance now. No, it's not the United States of America. Okay. They just couldn't make movies, not cars. Okay, brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All right, 7:44 p.m. Another question coming through from brother. Four callers waiting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ji.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The first answer is 20 meters, and the second one is England.
England.
England. Actually, most of you going around the world, eh?
England. What makes you say England, apa?
My daddy told me.
Daddy needs to do a lot of homework, a lot of reading. All right, then no, it's not. It's incorrect, okay?
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Somebody wants to know. Let's take up a call first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hello.
Hello, Ji, my brother.
Ah, they put down on us, Molana.
Ji. Another caller. Assalamu alaikum, Ji. Oh, what's happening?
They're all scared of the question.
Line number two, we take up a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, Ben.
Answer is 150 meters in Germany.
150 meters in Germany. No.
No,
incorrect, sister.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
150 meters possibly for the donkey carts, not for cars, okay? 15 minutes to 8 o'clock. G, another call, line number 3. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
G.
The first answer is 40 meters, and the second answer is China.
China?
No. China, they make a lot of crackers. Yeah, crackers, not cars. China makes crackers, okay?
No, they do make cars.
First one, yeah, they make cars also. But anyway, both are incorrect.
Okay.
Jazakallah for trying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Abdul Haq Ren Voyager, 2.8 limited edition automatic.
Yeah.
The brother wants to know Chrysler. Good or not?
Petrol diesel.
It's a 2.8, it doesn't say what.
Yeah, it should be
a petrol. It's a diesel, I'm sure it's a diesel, G.
2.8 should be a petrol. See, well, look, when they're running nicely, they are nice cars. Obviously, condition, all that, you know. Unfortunately, the resale value on those vehicles are...
It's terrible.
It's absolutely terrible. You're not going to get anything for it, so, yeah. Unless you want to buy it and drive it to the ground, maybe yes. The other thing is, yes, the maintenance, you know, parts are rather very, very expensive on those vehicles.
Okay. Question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. It says, Malona, I want to buy a Corsa Utility 1.4. The guy wants 35,000 rands. How much should I pay? My brother, if it's about a 1999, 2000 model, don't pay 35. It's a bit high. I don't know, Bucky's ask case, also pay about 30,000 rands. This is what we feel, maybe ask somebody else as well. And the Corsa is, oh, it says it's a 2005 model. Okay, 2005, not too bad.
Not too bad, no.
Not too bad, the condition is good, my brother. Yeah, like you always say, you know, as Indians, you got to always bargain, you know.
Gee.
Anyway, gee. Bilal, two callers, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, my brother, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, shukran. It's 50 meters.
50 meters?
Yeah.
You asking me or you telling me?
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, you're telling me. You're telling me.
Questions. And okay. The second one is Germany.
Germany. No, my brother. Both incorrect.
You've been once too often to Germany, Molana.
Gee. Incorrect, my brother. Jazakallah, okay?
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam.
Jazakallah for trying, brother.
7:47 p.m. G. Another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Gee, what answer do you have now?
The first answer is 35 meters and the second answer is India.
India.
I'm starting to get curious as to where all these answers are coming from.
India. No. It's not. Both are incorrect.
Okay.
All right. Sorry for that. Jazakallah for trying anyway. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Alright, Jihad al-Haqq, let's take our caller, line number 4. Sorry?
Our sponsor is MYM.
Our sponsor for this quiz is MYM. Jazakallah to our sponsors.
They're going to save the price.
Allah give them barakat, inshallah. Jazakallah for the sponsorship. G. Bilal, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Line number 2.
Hello.
All right, Bilal says take our next call at 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Jibin.
100 meters in Germany.
100 meters in Germany.
Gee.
Now, Germany is out of the question. It's not Germany. And even the first one is not 100 meters.
Oh, okay.
All right. Jazakallah for the call, Ben.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Question: BMW 320i automatic. It says the 2012 F30 model. My brother, 2012, the trade will show about 225.
No.
But ask the dealers what to pay, possibly maybe even 190.
Yeah, no.
All right, you've got to pay maybe well below 200,000 to be safe.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, Bilal, do you have another question? Do you want to try, Bilal? Do you want to try? Before you indicate on your motorbike, on your scooter, that go motor scooter, Bilal, how long do you indicate? Bilal?
If I try, who's going to take the callers?
Oh, okay. If you try, who's going to take the callers? Okay, my brother. Jazakallah for that.
No, but does he have indicators on his scooter, Mullah?
Yeah, he's got indicators.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jibin.
The answer is 25 meters in Japan.
25 meters in Japan.
It's the second time we've been to Japan, Mullah.
Gee, but it's none of the questions, okay, none of the answers, okay?
Okay,
Jazakallah for trying, Ben. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We're going to ask again, inshallah, one more time, what distance between or before turning must one indicate? And the second question is, which country was first to mass produce cars? Okay. Abdul Haq, okay, another three callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Gee, my brother.
Gee, tell me the first answer is 30 meters.
No.
No?
Somebody mentioned earlier 30 meters. It's not 30 meters.
Okay.
Okay, my brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Gee, 7:51 p.m. Line number 2. Assalamu alaikum. Gee. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Gee, what's the answers?
The first answer is 100 feet.
100 feet?
Is Japan.
100 feet. You're getting a bit technical now, eh? 100 feet, Bilal? From meters going to feet. So 100 feet equals to how many meters, my brother? No, it's not 100 feet. Hello?
Gee.
Okay, it's not 100 feet, my brother.
Okay.
Okay. Gee. Jazakallah. Sorry for that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All right, let's take our last four callers. I think so. Jee Abdul Haq, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jee.
Hello?
I don't hear anybody, Mulana.
Nobody there. Line number 2. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
They're all getting cold feet.
Hello?
Hello, Jee.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, Jee.
One car distance.
One car distance.
Yeah, for the indicating.
Papa, in that case, you're going to be...
Duat Khamak.
Sorry?
Second one is...
What about Duat Khamak?
No, you said... I don't know, you wanted to say something about the one-car distance. Not
the one-car
drive.
Distance, Molana, she mustn't drive. Papa mustn't drive in front of me, please.
Okay, now the second one, I was going to say Japan, and you all said no. Okay, right. Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One car distance, Bilal. I don't know where your scooter will be. Gee, 7 minutes to 8 o'clock. Two callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Gee.
Wa alaikum salam. The first answer is 15 meters and the second one is France.
France.
The second one is France.
Gee.
Mashallah, very good try, eh?
Okay.
Gee.
Okay.
Good try. But you got to answer both to get the prize, sister.
Okay.
All right. Jazakallah bin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. 7:53 p.m. Another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello. Assalamu alaikum. Right. Nobody there.
Malana, if you don't answer the questions, do I get the prize, Malana?
We shade, my brother.
Yeah, no problem, inshallah.
Let's talk to the...
They give you some very good prizes.
It's lovely prizes, mashallah. But I think we're going to carry over the prize for next week.
Brothers from MYM, alhamdulillah, you know, Jazakallah for the sponsorship.
Jazakallah. Abdul Haq, we have approximately a few minutes. Let's take another two, three callers. Bilal is in the mood on the other side. Okay. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
First answer is 10 meters.
10 meters.
And the second answer is France.
I'm sure your mommy told you 10 meters, eh?
Hmm?
Who told you 10 meters? Your daddy.
My mommy.
Your mommy.
Driver, yes?
Yeah, I thought it's your mommy. 10 meters, no. No. Not 10 meters, my brother, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Does your mommy drive?
Yes.
Does your mother drive?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, anyway.
Okay.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Tell her it's not 10 meters, okay? Line number two, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam. Wa barakatuh. Ji, Ben.
Ji, so for the first answer, it's about 4 meters. And the second one is Japan.
Appa, did you say 4 meters? So
I heard 4 meters.
There'll be no cars left on the road, Appa. It's not 4 meters, Appa.
Well, now we know all the bad drivers, where they're coming from, eh?
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, Ben. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi. Ji. Last two callers, Bilal. What do you say? Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi. Nobody there. Okay. Abdul Haq, time is up, my brother. Would you like to give the answers?
Should we give them the answers?
Okay.
Yeah.
What distance before turning must one indicate? Bilal, you take a chance, my brother. You and your
Bilal,
scooter bike.
Bilal,
scooter bike, you find it everywhere in Indonesia. One day I'm just going to tip him off the road. See, Abdul Haq, what's the answers, my brother? First one and second one.
Very, very, very simple. And it says, according to your Road Safety Act, whatever, I've had a check out on this, I have done some research on it, and unfortunately in South Africa there is no specified distance as far as indication is concerned.
Okay, so the answer, brothers, sisters, is that there is no specific distance in meters required for signaling the intention to turn. Some say 4 meters, some say 30 meters. No, nothing specific mentioned regarding the distance in meters. Okay, gee, Abdul Haq.
Alhamdulillah, the second answer, I think two of our callers got that right, and that was France. French were the first to mass produce vehicles.
Lovely.
So, unfortunately, the competition is now closed. If you call now, we're not going to give you anything.
Anyway, Jazakallah to all the contestants. It was quite interesting as well. And yes, it was a bit tricky also. I thought they're going to go on with 30 meters, 40 meters. But we say Jazakallah to all the contestants. Okay. Abdul Haq, Jazakallah to yourself for the program. Next week, inshallah, we continue, my brother. If Allah keeps us alive.
Jazakallah to all the lovely, lovely contestants we had today. Alhamdulillah, it was really a pleasure. It feels so great. Good, and it feels, you know, actually it feels very, very nice to be able to interact with the people on the radio, asking the questions and things like that. So people, please don't be shy, don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Nobody knows who you are. We won't ask you what your name and your number is or your address. So inshallah, next week, keep all your questions ready, and inshallah we will try and assist you. And when you answer the quiz questions, it's sometimes just logical to think correctly, and inshallah you will get the answers. Jazakumullah khairan Maulana to you and to Radio Islam. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Inshallah, the children have a wonderful study period. And we request special du'as. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. G. 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. We also terminate the program and say Jazakallah. And request for special du'as. Like we said earlier, inshallah, du'as for the ummah, du'as for rain, and inshallah, du'as for the humble speaker as well. From Mr. Muhammad Kara, have a lovely weekend. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.